Next up in the teleconference is Purdue coach Sharon Versip. The Boilermakers enter this year's tournament as the number 6 seed and will face the winner of the Illinois-Penn State game on Thursday at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take questions from the media.
I have to pretty much reiterate what Lisa said about our conference and some of the phenomenal play and growth with such young kids and the scoring that our conference has done this year over all the conferences in the country. So I just think it's a fun, exciting league. And, you know, obviously, hopefully everybody is talking about that. As for our team, I was very pleased from where we were from last year, being able to have 10 wins, three last year and now 10 this year, and we're a very young team. April Wilson has led us most of the way, but, you know, really pleased on our efforts defensively and have improved a lot offensively.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, what does having that bye mean to you, and how are you preparing your team to face either Illinois or Penn State, not knowing your opponent going in?
Yeah, it's, you know, you have to have strategies for both, but each team brings, you know, a different element, a different strategy. So, you know, you have to, that's why you play the whole Big Ten season, and I feel that our team has done a good job of adjusting if we need to play defense or if we need to score the basketball, bringing that to the table. So, you know, we'll, you know, work on our skill set and the fundamentals of the certain intricacies that each team brings, and then, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just about how we play and how we perform.
And we do have a question from the line of John Ball with Herald Times.
Hi, Coach. Having played with Terry Moore and at Purdue and having coached against her in the state at ISU and UIndy and now Indiana, I mean, are you surprised at all by the turnaround they've had this year? A lot of people are talking about her.
Yeah, no, yeah, she's done a phenomenal job. I mean, when you just see the growth of what she has done with her players, the development, the cohesiveness, they're playing some of the best basketball, and you can. I mean, you're seeing that with the eye test as well. And, you know, Terry's a great coach. Everybody in the Big Ten's a great coach, and she's just really been able to put her stamp on that program in a very short time, and those kids believe in what she's selling, and you know, she's just done a phenomenal job, and you know, she's the one who's turned it around, and should be deserving of, you know, an opportunity to be Coach of the Year.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Shelley Till with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Sharon. My question is about, you mentioned your youth, and one of those players that really stood out to me, especially in your game at Nebraska, was Andreana Keys. Can you talk about her development and mm-hmm. how important she'll be in the tournament for you?
Yeah, Andreana Keys is, you know, our glue to our team. She's day in and day out our most consistent player, just with the mentality, the focus, rebounding, playing defense on one of the top offensive players, and just is so consistent day in and day out, and it will do anything for her team. But I think, you know, she has stepped up, and you saw that in the Nebraska game. I think she's brought a lot to the table. And then I also think Dominique McBride is a freshman that has done a lot for us as well, and I think those two really need to continue to grow and carry us into the tournament, you know, because obviously for Dom it's her first year, but, you know, Keys will continue to help grow these young kids.
Coach, Sorry, kind of piggybacking off of what you were just saying with your young squad, what will it mean to have people like April Wilson go out there and kind of tell your team about what it's like to be at the tournament? What does April bring to the team?
Well, I think it's real important. Our three seniors and our fifth-year senior, Tori Thornton, she's been a part of two Big Ten tourney championships, and April's been part of one. And I think that, you know, it's exceptionally important of all of us sitting down and having that communication about what the Big Ten tournament's about, what's the history and tradition, and what are opportunities that we have in front of us, and that, you know, certain players have been there, and it's real important to, you can send the message, and that it's, you know, you can't be so afraid, oh my God, it's one and done. You can't have that approach in your mindset, and kids are, you know, afraid to lose. And so I think with their leadership, our three seniors have done a great job of doing that. But a big portion of that is our seniors need to come out and make sure that they make the footprint as soon as we start playing, and they make make some plays early to be able to calm everybody else down.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we will see you at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.